imagine you'd be cozier laying with me. But you don't even know I'm here. You don't even know I'm watching you. You don't even know I love you. You have no idea that I love you more than anything. Every time, every night that I come here to watch you, to listen to you sleep, I always feel this urge to pet you, to hug you. But I know I shouldn't. I know I'll get in trouble if I do. But I don't think I can hold myself back any longer. I love you. And I want to give you headbands. It's okay. Just go back to sleep. Close your sleepy eyes. I am only a dream. I am not real. Please, my darling, just go back to sleep. You don't believe me. Why ever not? What makes you so certain this isn't a dream? Well, please don't be scared. I promise I'm not here to hurt you. Even if I am a dream, I'm not a nightmare. I would never want to hurt you. Never, ever, ever. I really care about you. So, don't be scared of me, okay? I'm only here because I love you. I love you very much. Maybe it's just because the room is so dark, but you don't look scared of me. Why not? Anyone should be scared of someone in that room. I broke in after all. I came in here without you knowing. And I watched you sleep. I pet your hair. And yet for some reason, you don't look scared. Why is that? Not scared of cute girls. Or is it perhaps you feel like you deserve this? Do you worry? Do you worry that you're not good enough? Do you think I'm here to hurt you and you're ready to accept your fate? No. You don't ever deserve to be hurt. Please don't think that way. You're gonna break my heart. I don't want anyone to hurt you. That's why you must protect you at all cost. I would do anything for you. And I'll never let anyone hurt you. Never again. And that means yourself. I don't want you to hurt yourself. Mentally, physically, whatever it may be. because I love you. I want you to be more confident in yourself. Please listen to me. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little worked up, aren't I? It's rather difficult not to get worked up when I'm with the person that I love. It pains me to know that you're in pain, my darling. I only want what's best for you. I would do anything for you, and I'm really sorry to admit this. I know it's not the best, but while you were away, I read your notes and I saw those little drawings you made. Your mental health, it doesn't seem too good, does it? It seems dark. So very dark and cloudy. And it's been so long since I've seen you smile. I miss your smile. I'm really worried about you. And the fact that you aren't even scared that I'm here, that makes me even more worried. I worry you've lost hope. But please, please never lose hope. You're so wonderful. And you're capable of so many things and you don't even know it yet. And if you can't have hope for yourself, maybe you can have hope for us, you and I. Can you imagine a future with us together? Even if you don't really know me, I know you. I know everything about you. And I only want what's best for you. And if you spend your life with me, I promise to make you the happiest person ever. All those terrible and sad things you feel all the time, I'll make it better. And you'll never be sad or lonely again. You can be happy. You can smile again. And we can laugh together. Doesn't that sound so lovely? I want to laugh with you. I want to hold your hand, and I want to be your girlfriend. I'm so embarrassed. My face is all red. I can't believe I'm telling you these things. I wasn't prepared. I didn't think you were gonna wake up, but some nights I dreamt about when you would finally wake up and we could talk. I had something a bit more organized planned, but it seems I failed that, huh? I'm sorry. And I'm sure you're very tired. And all I've done is woken you up and cause a disturbance. Even if I've woken you up, even if I've ruined your sleep on accident, there's no need to worry. Because I'm going to help you fall back asleep. And I'm going to make sure you can sleep peacefully without all of those terrible, terrible thoughts plaguing your mind. My poor sweet son. My sweetheart, I'm truly sorry. I wish you didn't have so much anxiety. I wish you weren't so depressed. But it's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And I mean it when I say that. You're wonderful as you are. And there are a lot of people who suffer from the same thing. And I suffer from the same thing. Day in and day out. I have so much anxiety. And I worry about what's to come. But then I close my eyes and I imagine this beautiful future. One with you and I. And suddenly, all those bad thoughts aren't so bad anymore. A future with you. That's the only thing I know I want for certain. I want to be with you forever. You're mine. And I'm yours. We will be together forever. I love you. Now then, why don't you let me crawl in beside you? And we can share a pillow. And we can share a blanket. And I'll make sure none of those terrible, terrible bad thoughts come into your head. And I'll talk up to you until you feel better. 'Cause I'm worried. I'm so worried because I love you. Here, let me squeeze into bed next to you. Would it be all right if I held your hand? I've always dreamt about holding it in mine. Our fingertips interlocked, warmth and love shared between two souls. Oh, how lovely. Here, just give me your hand. I'll be gentle. Oh my. Look at that. Did you know I can read palms? I suppose you wouldn't know. You don't know me very well at all. There's a fun fact about me. I can read your palm. And if I look at it, it says, you're going to grow up and have someone you truly love. Someone that makes you happy. Someone that would do anything for you. Someone that loves you more than every star in the sky. Would you like to know a fact? The human heart pumps enough. Let me start over, I'm messing up my words. I don't remember the exact measurements, but let's say a rocket ship needs 100 gallons of gas to get to the moon, while the human pumps, the human heart pumps 100 gallons of blood a day. So when someone says they love you to the moon, I think that means they love you with every beat of their heart. Did I explain that poorly? I suppose I did. I've never been much good at explaining things. I hope you don't mind. Sometimes I feel like a little bit of a scatterbrain. It seems I'm starting to get a little too hyper. Why don't we go ahead and calm down? We can calm down together and get nice and relaxed. Let me ask you, sweetheart, when's the last time you've had a hug? When's the last time someone's wrapped their arms around you and squeezed you real tight? Not to worry. I will hug you. I will fill you with so much warmth, so much love. Here, snuggle closer so we can hug. Lay with you like this forever. I never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, ever want to let you go. I love you so much. There we go. You want more? Did that make you feel nice? Did that make your heart race a little? But dump. I know what makes you tick. I know what makes you happy. Because I love you so much. And I know warmth cures an aching heart. Because I'm just like you. I'm sad. I'm lonely. I feel like nobody loves me. Nobody except you. Snuggle, snuggle, snuggle. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. I'm so happy you accept me. I'm so happy you're letting me be here. I was worried once you saw me, he would be too scared to accept me. But it seems everything is going well, isn't it? I'm so happy. I want to be with you forever. And I want you to know that even if you feel like you're worthless, even if you feel like nobody wants you, and sometimes the depression and anxiety gets extra difficult to deal with, that I will always be here And I will always love you. Because even if you are worthless, you're my worthless sweetheart. But don't worry, I don't find you worthless. I find you wonderful. I find you so very pleasant. And I love you. I love you so very much. I want to be with you forever. Snuggle, snuggle. And